Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, it is Roy Henning from Great Lakes Dragway. Welcome to the show, Roy.
Thank you very much. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing fantastic. You know, the sun's out. Temperature isn't where we think it should be, but it's getting into the 40s today. Almost time for that 2018 season to start at Great Lakes, isn't it?
Yeah, as soon as we start hitting 50s consistently, we'll have cars going down the track.
Looking forward to it. And you guys do everything. So there's always something new every year at Great Lakes Dragway. And, of course, one thing is there's always new events, too. You got something new coming up this year, don't you?
Yeah, we are doing a lot of motorcycle racing this summer, and so we've got a couple things coming up. House of Harley-Davidson, with their two locations, are going to be sponsoring a bike racing series the first Tuesday of every month, so there'll be five of them, with the last one in September, and winners are going to get, some cash, some prizes, some things like that from those dealerships. So that should be pretty cool. And then our big one is it's going to be the 115th anniversary this year for Harley. And so we partnered up with Harley Corporate, and we're going to be doing a pretty big event that Friday of Labor Day weekend called Run What You Brung.
Wow, that sounds pretty impressive. You know, go on, sorry.
No, it's okay. So what I was going to say is that so basically what we're doing is that, Harley is having a lot more of an emphasis this year with their reunion on racing and bikes and a different part of the culture, rather than have everybody just come in, hire bands, feed them beer and food, and just let them sit there and hang out and watch fans. So this is a little bit more of a participation type of rally, to where there's going to be racing on Bradford Beach. There's going to be flat track racing at the UWM Panther Arena, and then there's going to be drag racing at Great Lakes Dragway. And I believe the Great Lakes Dragway one is going to be the only one where you can actually, just come on the bike that you ride in from or fly in with or wherever. And if you have one of their rally packs and you got a wristband, it's $20, and you can make as many runs as you want that Friday. So it's going to be limited tickets, because there's only so many bikes you can run down in a 14-hour period. And the tickets are now for sale up on the Great Lakes Dragway website. The rally packs are available on Harley-Davidson's website. So you can read about everything at those two websites, and it should be really, really cool.
It sounds like, yeah, it definitely sounds like a lot of fun. I wonder, the question is, there has to be a few guys that are going to be going, they're going to be hearing this, and they're going to start tinkering on their bikes, aren't they?
Yeah, and what we're doing is we're hoping that we can, because Friday is going to be, the Run What You Brung, and, it's going to be just mostly street bikes, but obviously people can come in if they have any race bikes. You can, set it up to race against your buddies if you want. And we're going to have, Harley's bringing in like a stunt bike show, and they're going to have dealer displays and bike displays and, all the 115th anniversary stuff for sale. And then Saturday, our regular Labor Day weekend, show, we're hoping to add in some Nitro Harley bikes, because there's a national race in Indianapolis that weekend. And hopefully some of the guys that don't make the qualifying can make the trek up to Great Lakes Dragway and, show everybody what it's like to go, 200 plus miles an hour in 6 seconds down a quarter mile on two wheels.
Yeah, that is impressive. I mean, I would pretty much drive any type of race car, on four wheels. But, yeah, it takes a lot of guts to put yourself on a cycle that goes 200 plus down a quarter mile drag strip, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm with you on that. I mean, I used to have a 2001 Deuce, and I, got that thing up to about 120, and that's about as far as I would go on two wheels. And that's with full gear and leather and helmets and everything, and it gets a little freaky.
Yeah, you know, you've seen, if you go on YouTube, you've seen the videos, you know, the guys that get the wheels shaking that. And a lot of those guys are the talented and ladies, too, that are able to save them. But, yeah, that's a different breed of person, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you got to have definitely that need for speed. But, yeah, I think it's going to be, a lot of fun this summer. You know, we got a lot of our standard events coming back, the King of the Street events, and we got some real street drags coming back, and our regular Memorial Day show, and I have a few more interspersed in there that I believe my dad's working on. So most of the schedule's up at GreatLakesDragway.com. Season passes are obviously on sale. The price will go up this year after the track opens on season passes, so we're trying to get people to buy them before we open. And like I said, yeah, these tickets for the Harley event for that Friday are already on sale, and there are an actual limited, for the first time. Normally we don't limit anything, but we figured you can only, race so many bikes down a quarter mile in 14 hours, so we're going to have to limit the amount of tickets sold.
Yeah, and there's Great Lakes Dragway is one of the most fan-friendly racing facilities in the state, and probably one of the ones with some of the best food. I know Jeff and I are always marveling at some of the new vendors and food you have there. What's coming up this year at Great Lakes with vendors and whatnot?
Well, we're Johnsonville is our official sausage again for the summer and for the next foreseeable future. I know they took over the racing sausages, and they've taken over Great Lakes Dragway, and so we'll be serving up Johnsonville. We actually have the Big Taste Grill coming down for that Labor Day weekend. It's basically a semi-truck and trailer that is a monstrous huge grill, and they come out and staff it, and we sell the sausages at a discount on there, and all the money is going to go to charity. So that's pretty cool. Hoping to possibly have some Robert's specialty meats, ribs on a stick and chicken on a stick out there during Labor Day weekend as well. So we're really, again, hoping to ramp it up a little bit and, have everybody's experience be a little bit, more than they expect.
What kind of new food are we looking at this year down at Great Lakes?
Besides the sausage.
Yeah.
Besides the sausage. Well, we're doing a different style pizza as well, a more homemade pizza instead of the frozen pizza in our pizza ovens. So that's been something that my dad's been working on. He's always tinkering with little things here and there. Obviously trying to do a little bit more barbecue as well, trying to get some racks of ribs and things like that out there. So not available. The specialty stuff isn't available, every day of the week, but on the big weekends, we're trying to get everything out there, tacos and gyros and, what's going on with all the food trucks everywhere. We're trying to, attract a few more of those to come in and give just anything you can think of for a festival type food. We're trying to provide for people.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Tacos and gyros, that's my middle name, and I'm all in on that for sure. So
the question is, I'm wondering, are we going to see the Johnsonville sausages run down the quarter mile?
Well, see, here was my idea, okay? And maybe you guys know some people higher up than I do, and you can make this happen, okay? My idea was for Johnsonville to do a commercial, put a racing sausage in a car, and watch them go down the quarter mile and say, hey, Johnsonville, we're taking sausage racing to a whole new level.
I like that.
That's a very good idea.
When we were at the Milwaukee Mile, we had the other sausages in go-karts. So, yeah, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that's doable.
Yeah, I think we should have, they can do some real sausage racing there, and they can do the running at the Brewers games, and, everybody can have a good time.
I think that sounds like a plan. Yeah, well, I'll get Jeff on that, work on that right after the show here.
Yeah, I've got their number.
You guys know all the higher ups, Brewers and things like that, and so I'm sure they'll listen to you more than they'll listen to me.
And who are some of the other sponsors you have helping us helping out the track this year?
Well, we've got David Gruber and Associates again as one of our major sponsors. He comes down and they come down and they hand out some swag and they hand out some T-shirts and things like that. So they've been doing really well this year for us. And again, our major ones are Johnsonville and then also House of Harley and, Harley-Davidson as well. So I think we've got a pretty good mix, a few smaller ones here and there out of Illinois. And, we're always looking to add to the mix. you know, maybe the guys from Foxconn want to give me a call and put up a big banner. I wouldn't mind that either.
That makes sense. It's certainly in the same neighborhood.
From us.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Roy. Appreciate you coming on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. And just recapping, we got Harleys coming to the Great Lakes Raceway this year.
Yeah, and all these bike events are, even though they're sponsored by Harley, everybody else is invited. So this is not a Harley exclusive. We're going to turn you away if you got a different kind of bike. You're on two wheels, and it's a motorcycle event. Come on down. Doesn't matter what you have. Race your friends. Race the Harleys. Race whoever you got. We are an all-inclusive two-wheel track.
Diversity is encouraged at Great Lakes Dragway.
Absolutely.
I like it.
Hey, Roy, what are the chances of seeing a match race with you and Steve out there?
Hey, I'm actually working on my Volkswagen Beetle that I just bought a couple weeks ago. And because that's what I do for my other job, is build engines and transmissions for old Volkswagens. And I'm building up a race engine for that that'll be street legal too. So, you know, I'll race anybody anytime.
All right. It's been a few years since I've been on the drag strip in my old Mercury Capri RS. So I might have to give that a go.
Hey, you know, you never forget how to do it. My wife's dad raced back in the 60s against my dad, even though they didn't know each other at the time. And her dad will come down there in his Explorer and, you know, two-foot the thing and bring it up to 3,000 and drop it when it turns green. And he beat me in my last race, so I got to get him back next time with the Beetle.
Wow.
Well, that's an awesome story. Well, Roy, thanks for joining us. I appreciate you joining the show. And make sure you check out GreatLakesDragway.com for all the latest news and, of course, all the upcoming events in the 2018 season. Thanks, Roy.
Thank you guys so much. We'll have you down there for sure, and I'll fill you up with food.
All right, very good.
Can't wait.
Thanks. that was Roy Henny joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.